那几位被陪到翻译的说声抱歉。
And first, I would like to apologize to the interpreters.
不是说你们翻译的不好。
It is not because that your interpretation is not good.
而是我很高兴看到Constance.
It's because I'm so happy to see Constance.
我觉得她坐在那边呢，我很讨厌。
Because I'm not too happy to see her sitting down there.
所以我希望呢，她能够坐在这个地方，一起来工作。
And because I want her to sit beside me to work.
我知道你们的翻译得很好。
I know that all of you do a good translation job.
那求神呢，继续地帮助你们。
And I hope that God can help to guide you.
那我们昨天谈到雅各的第一章。
And so yesterday we talked about chapter 1.
所罗门是什么意思？
And what does Solomon mean?
我们是互相的哈，我们是互动的。
And because we are all mutual.
昨天都没有人回答我，吓了我一跳，我想说可能想错了。
And since it's an interactive session and no one answered me yesterday.
所以我回去呢又查了一次所罗门到底什么意思，我想说是不是讲错了。
So yesterday I went back to look up and see what Solomon mean. Maybe I'm wrong.
所罗门到底是什么意思？
What's the meaning of Solomon?
和平的君号。Peaceful.
It means a prince of peace.
所以这里呢，这个雅歌我们不要将它当作是所罗门的著作。
And so here, let's not take this book as the work of Solomon.
就像那个启示录，你不要说是约翰的启示。
And also for the book of Revelation, let it not be the John's revelation.
是神的启示。
But it's the revelation of God.
那雅歌也是一样。
In the same way, this applies to songs.
是和平君的歌，是歌中的雅歌。
That it is the song of Solomon, it is the song of songs.
愿他用口与我亲嘴。
And let him kiss me with the kisses of his mouth.
与你的爱情比酒更美。
For your love is better than wine.
我觉得这句话讲得非常的好。
And I feel that this verse is very beautiful.
他很深刻地描写出为什么我们今天跟神的关系是这么的淡。
And over here, it clearly reveals how our relationship with God today is so shallow.
我们一定发觉到说，在这个教会里面，有些人你可能认识二十年了，你还不是很熟悉。
You'll find that there are some people you know in the church press for 20-some years, but yet you do not know them well enough.
有些人你可能只认识他一个月，但是你们已经成为很要好的朋友了。
And some people you may only know them for 1 month, but you become the best of friends.
那这原因到底是出现在什么地方？
And where does this reason lie?
我想跟这一句有很大的关系。
And I feel that it has deep connection with this verse.
我们跟神的关系也是一样，必须要去建立它。
Because our relationship with God is the same, we need to establish it.
不是只是祷告而已。
And it's not just through prayers.
我们必须要在行动里面去感受到神对我们的爱。
But rather through our actions in our daily life, we need to experience God's love.
或者是在我们读经当中去感受到神在对我们说话。
And also through reading the Bible, we can experience God speaking to us personally.
或者是在弟兄姐妹之间看见神对我们的一种爱情。
And also through the fellowship between brothers and sisters, we can see the love of God.
我常常告诉弟兄姐妹说，我们今天的人都太客气了。
And I often told the brothers and sisters that today we refrain ourselves from being friendly.
因为我们很尊重别人。
Because we show great respect for the others.
其实这尊重是讲得太好听了。
And perhaps this name in respect is just a name.
我们是不管人死活。
It means that we don't really care for each other.
你怎么样？你家住我家隔壁的死活，我根本就不管，因为我尊重他的私生活。
It's just a superficial respect because I don't really care what goes on in your life.
我们今天以这个为我们的美德。
And we think that it is a virtue.
同样的，到教会来也是一样。
In the same way, applies to coming to church.
其实我们已经看到这个人在困难当中。
In fact, we already see that this person is in a difficult situation.
但是我们尊重他。
But because we respect them.
只要他没有吭声，跟我就没有事情。
As long as they keep quiet, it has nothing to do with me.
就看着他慢慢的沉沦。
And we see the person going deeper and deeper into sin.
或者看着他逐渐的离开教会。
Or we see them slowly leaving the church.
你要知道说，换过来讲这个人。
But on the other hand, if you put yourself in that person's position.
这个人感受到这个教会完全没有爱。
Because this person did not feel the love of the church.
因为他在这么困难情况下，大家都看见了，但是没有人来理他。
But, and because he's in such a difficult situation, yet it was evident to all and no one cared for him.
所以他就越来越失望。
So he became more and more disappointed.
他就逐渐的离开。
So gradually he left the church.
那我们通常都是等到他真的离开以后，他就醒过来了，啊，赶快去抓他回来。
And usually people start being awake to the situation, realizing the person had left, then they start to get the person back.
那时候才开始访问了。
Then they begin to visit the person.
开始劝告了。
Begin to encourage and advise.
人家已经不在理了。
But they no longer have any interest.
因为已经是太迟了。
Because it's too late.
所以我们弟兄姐妹之间的感情要趁着现在建立起来。
So therefore, the relationship between brothers and sisters need to be established now.
那其实我们跟主也是因为我们跟他完全是只是认识而已，没有感情。
And it also applies to our relationship with the Lord. We just know Him, but yet there is no relationship.
所以我们跟神之间的感情胜不过我们弟兄姐妹之间的感情。
So therefore, our love between ourselves and God, it cannot surpass our love between us and our brothers and sisters.
我有时候总觉得我们这个神蛮可怜的。
So sometimes I feel that our God is very sad.
我想说，如果让我来当神的话，我想我可能是过两天就进神经病院了。
I feel that if I am God myself, one or few days later, I'll be in the mental hospital.
创造一个亚当，亚当违背我。
Because I created Adam, and yet he go against me.
拣选一个亚伯拉罕的后裔，亚伯拉罕的后裔不要我。
And I chose Abraham and his descendants, and yet they forsake me.
我选三个使徒，三个使徒都跑光了。
And I chose the 12 beloved disciples, and they all left me.
你不觉得这个神蛮可怜的吗？
Don't you think that this God is very sad?
我想他一定非常的孤单。
And I think that this God is also very lonely.
他想说这些人到底怎么了？
And he will be thinking, what is happening to these people?
I don't understand.
I love them so much.
但是从来没有人愿意来领受我这个爱情。
But yet none of them want to accept my love.
每个人你问他说爱不爱神？爱神。
Everyone you ask them, do you love God? Yes, I do.
我们可以这么说哈。
And we can say in the same way.
其实我们跟神之间的关系是有点像未婚夫跟未婚妻的关系。
And in fact, our relationship between ourselves and God is the relationship between a man and his engaged bride.
其实神是一个很敏感的人。
And in fact, God is a very sensitive God.
神告诉先知说，人如果碰到你们就碰到我的眼睛。
And God told the prophet that if someone were to touch your eye, it's actually touching me.
如果碰到你的身体。
And if you touch your body,
就像碰到我的眼睛一样。
And it's like touching my eye.
其实我们就看妈妈哈，看妈妈跟小孩子关系。
And for example, if you look at the mother and the relationship with the child,
常常小孩子吵架呢，那父母亲就打架。
And very often, if the kids were to be in fight, then the parents would start to argue.
因为妈妈她没有办法忍受她的孩子被欺负。
Because the mother could not endure the fact that her child is being taken advantage.
其实对孩子来讲，这只是玩一玩而已。
But for the kids, it's just child play.
但是妈妈就看不过去了。
But the mother would not be able to take it in.
其实我们的神也是这个样子。
And in fact, our God is the same.
他是一个很可怜的神啊。
Our God is a very pitiful God.
我总觉得很奇怪。
And I often feel it very sad.
圣经说这个偶像呢，不会吃，也不会看，也不会思想。
And the Bible says that this idol does not eat, does not sleep, cannot think.
那我们的神呢？创造天地的主宰。
But yet our God, He is the God who created the entire universe.
但是这本圣经告诉我们什么
？But what did the whole Bible tell us?
你只要一个不会吃、不会动、不会想的偶像摆在旁边，把心全部过去那边了。
But if you put an idol there that cannot eat or think or drink, and everyone just flock to that idol right there.
我们的神在这边说：“过来，过来！”我是创造天地的主，没有人理他。
But yet God over here say that, "Hey, I'm the God of the entire universe, but no one take a look at me."
我是这么爱你们。
And I love you all so much.
没有人听他。
But no one listened to him.
这个是我感觉到非常奇怪的事情。
And I think that this is a very strange phenomena.
我们天天笑这个偶像不会吃、不会动、不会想。
And every time we are going towards this idol that cannot eat, think or drink.
但是他吸引我们的力量却大过那创造宇宙的神。
But yet his attraction to us is much more or higher than this God of the universe.
所以一定有某种事情发生的问题的。
So there must be somewhere that arises a problem.
为什么我们跟神之间的感情这么的脆弱？
Why is it that our relationship with God is so fragile?
所以你看圣经里面不断的召回，不断的犯罪，不断的召回，不断的犯罪。
Therefore, if you look at the Bible, there's this pattern where God calls His people, they sin, and then they return, and then they sin, and return back again.
如果你有一个这样的未婚妻的
，And if your fiancé is like that,
你还要不要啊
？Do you still want your fiancé anymore?
我们要说神是看我们内心的。
And I didn't say that God does not look into our hearts.
说不定我们今天晚上来聚会是因为爸爸妈妈说去，不然不好意思。
And maybe tonight you come because your parents asked you to come.
那神在上面看得见啊。
But God in the heavens above, He can see your heart.
他知道每个人来都臭脸臭脸的，在路上都臭脸的，到教会都笑一笑。
He knows that everyone come with a very, very heavy laden heart and a very sad face, but they start to smile when they come to church just to put on a face.
你想这样的我们的未婚夫,
and if you think that your husband-to-be feels that way, what would you, how would you feel?
他一定在想说, 这里到底有没有一个人是爱我的?
He would think that, is there anyone in here who really love me?
所以这个一开始,
so therefore, over here, we see a prayer right in the beginning.
因为他想要建立他跟神的关系,
because she wanted to establish the relationship with God.
他知道这个关系很难建立起来,
I know that this relationship is very difficult to be established.
但是这个关系是必定存在的,
but yet this relationship must have its existence.
因为许多的圣徒, 少数的圣徒曾经是这个样子的,
because very few saints are like that.
那些圣徒你怎么打他，他说不会离开神的。
Because some of these saints, no matter how you hit them, they will never depart from God.
耶稣要说你们全部去拜偶像, 那我呢, 我还是在拜我的神。
And Joshua says that all of you can go and pray to the idol, but as for me and my house, we will serve the Lord.
摩西神不让他进迦南地的, 他继续服侍神。
And Moses, in the same way, God does not allow him to go into Canaan, but he still serves God.
保罗每次去传福音就遇到患难, 他继续服侍神。
And Paul, every time he spread the gospel, he will meet with tribulation, but yet he continued to serve God.
所以必定有某种的 方法, 能够让神非, 我们跟神非常的亲密。
So there must be some way that will draw us very close to God.
保罗说, 什么东西能够让我跟神的爱隔绝呢?
And Paul says that what can depart me from living God?
这句话讲得非常的清楚。
And it is a very clear statement.
可见他知道说他跟神的关系已经打不破了。
Because he knew deep in his heart that no one can ever break up the relationship between him and God.
我们今天都是陷在那种不确定论当中。
And today we are all in the situation of doubting our relationship with God.
我们不晓得到底明天会发生什么事情。
Because all of us don't know what's going to happen tomorrow.
所以我们也不敢讲话太大声。
And so therefore we do not speak out loud.
恐怕明天我们就漏气了。
And perhaps tomorrow we will be put down.
但是保罗说有什么东西能够让我跟神的爱隔绝?
But Paul says that nothing can hinder him from God.
其实我们人跟人之间感情也是一样。
And in fact, this also applies to our relationship with one another.
我们在世上有许多很好的朋友。
And in this world, we have many good friends.
当你这朋友已经是非常好的时候,
but when this friend of yours is really, really close,
很少人, 几乎是不再可能有任何事情让你们打断掉。
Then no other person or anything that happened can stop you from breaking up this friendship with your friend.
因为你不相信他会做什么事情是得罪你的, 是故意要害你的。
Because you know that the intention behind is not to hurt you.
这是不可能的。
Because that is impossible.
他不会存心要害你的。
Because it is not their intention to come and hurt you.
所以纵使有稍微误会, 这个东西一下就过去了。
So even though there may be misunderstandings, this offense will go away.
因为你们的爱情已经胜过了这一切了。
Because your love has already overcome all these circumstances.
没有人能够将你们打破掉。
And no one can tear you apart.
所以我这里呢一开始他教我们怎么来跟神祷告了，没有教我们，他祷告神要怎么跟神建立关系。
So over here, this prayer is to teach us to set up this relationship with God.
愿他用口与我亲嘴。
And let him kiss me with the kisses of his mouth.
因为你的爱情比酒更美。
For your love is better than wine.
他想要品尝那比酒更美的爱情。
Because they want to taste this love that is much better than wine.
那要怎么去知道说神的爱情比酒更美呢?
But how do you know that the love of God is much better than wine?
要跟神亲嘴。
You need to kiss God on his lips.
求你亲我。
And to pray to God to kiss you with his mouth.
如果你亲了我,
but once you receive the kiss of God,
我就能够深深地知道你的爱情比酒更美。
Then you will know that the love of God is much better than wine.
这个酒不是我们世上在喝的那个酒。
And this kind of wine is not the wine that you drink of the world.
这里酒所代表的是我们人类所能够发明最美好的东西。
And over here, this wine is symbolic of the most beautiful invention that mankind can come up with.
其实我们今天很多人离开道理绝对不是因为犯罪。
And today, in fact, most people, they depart from the truth, not because of sin.
他们被音乐会带走了。Maybe
they left because of some beautiful concert.
他们被一些演讲所带走了。Or
perhaps they left because of some great speeches.
或者是一些美术带走了。Or
some beautiful arts.
或是一些很美好的音乐。Or
some lovely music.
他们并没有犯罪。
They did not sin.
但是他们觉得说在这当中他们能够享受一个很大的宗教要给他们的东西。
But because within all these realms of different pleasures, they can enjoy a higher love.
所以当在神跟这个东西选择的当中呢，他想说，哎，到教会总是辛苦一点，那我在家里面好好的享受这个晚上。
Because under such a comparison, rather than stay at home and enjoy their own art, they rather choose to stay there than to go to church.
你不要说他被魔鬼引诱了。
And don't say that they have been enticed by the devil.
你也不要说他去犯罪了。
And don't say that they have sinned.
他正在做一件很高贵的事情。
But in fact, they are doing something that is of a higher level of art and enjoyment.
因为他在这里面寻找到那一个很深的爱。
Because in that realm, they found a deeper love.
好像这个音乐是他一个很要的朋友。
It seems like this interest of music is their best friend.
他整个心能够随着这个音乐来跳动。
And the whole heart will flutter just because of the dynamics of the music.
他也可以站在一幅画面前看一半天。
Or this person can just stand before a piece of beautiful painting and just stare it for the longest time.
因为每个颜色在他眼前都是一个很美的东西。
Because all the different mosaic of colors become a beautiful piece of art in front of his eyes.
那因为我们没有办法，我们的经验里面没有一个东西比这个更美。
But because within our whole realm of experience, nothing is more beautiful than this.
我们知道耶稣爱我们。
We know that Jesus loves us.
但是信耶稣很辛苦。
It's true, but it's so hard, you know, to believe in Jesus.
我们知道去教会很好。
And we know that it's true to come to church.
但是到教会回去以后，有时候会头痛啊。
But you know, you get a headache after coming to church, you know.
因为可能你听的东西，你回去可能是更不喜欢。
Because you know that after you come to church, you hear something that you don't really like, and you bring that home with you.
所以他没有办法，他知道神爱他。
So even though this person knows that God loves him,
但是他感受不到神对他的爱。
But they cannot feel it.
他只知道能够一定要尽义务来，一定要来，不来不行。
They know that it's their duty to come. They have to come. There's no way they cannot come.
他来教会的个心情跟去听音乐会、看美术馆的心情完全不同。
But however, their mood and their thinking of coming to church is very different from attending a concert.
好，那这个酒它的特色是什么？
And when you look back at the wine, what is the character of wine?
为什么酒的力量这么大？
Why is it that wine has such a great power over man?
其实人是非常不得了的人物。
In fact, when you look at a human being is quite incredible.
我有一天在莫斯科，我住在很高的楼上面。
And one day I was in Moscow and I was staying in a very high apartment.
我从那边看到底下人的头这么小。
And when I looked down from upstairs, all the human beings are this tiny.
我说，哎，在天上看人间，好像人像蚂蚁一样。
And I was thinking to myself, when I look up from down there, all these human beings are like little ants.
那我告诉自己。
Then I talked to myself.
你不要想看这个小脑袋啊。
Don't belittle this little brain down there.
这个小脑袋会改变世界的。
And this little brain can change the world.
很可怕的。
Very scary.
一个爱因斯坦的头脑可以将整个物理世界改变掉。
Because when you look at the brain of one Einstein, he changed the whole world of physics.
一个小小拿破仑的脑袋可以将欧洲打得落花流水。
And one little brain of Napoleon, it can conquer the entire Europe.
所以我说，哇，这些人真的很可怕，这小小脑袋很可怕。
So in fact, when you look down, you see all these little tiny brains of human beings, this is actually very scary.
它可以发明很多的东西。
They can invent so many things.
那这东西是你根本就是觉得说这太不得了了。
And all these inventions are so incredible, it's beyond your imagination.
想象那飞机那么的大。
And if you look at the aeroplane, it's so big.
像我这么的胖子，坐了两三百个人胖子在里面。
And just like me, who's so chubby, and there's 200 of us in the plane.
两分钟就飞起来。
And the plane will roll, and 2 minutes it take off.
哇，这怎么有可能？
How can that be possible?
这是人想出来的。
And all this come from the inventions of mankind.
所以当人在发明那美好的事情的时候，真的是很吸引人的。
And so therefore, when mankind are inventing all this wonderful creation, it is very attractive.
它能够给你一个很大的欢喜。
Because it can bring you so much pleasure and joy.
我们不信，你们试试看。
If you don't believe, you can give it a try.
如果你的心情不好的话。
If you are not feeling too good, if you are not in a good mood.
你都要祷告，差不多要祷告一个小时。
And if you pray, you have to pray for at least 1 hour.
说不定一个小时起来以后还很痛苦。哎，神怎么没有垂听我祷告？怎么祷告刚刚祷告，圣灵没有，好像没有什么感动。
And how is it I pray for 1 hour is so long, and yet I don't feel anything, and God's not listening to my prayer, and I still feel so bad.
那你如果去将门关起来哦
，And so if you close the door，
放一个音乐
，And you put on some music，
可能是命运交响曲吧
，And perhaps it's some symphony orchestra，
咚咚咚咚咚咚咚咚咚，是不是？
咚咚咚咚，
这是密，是不是密交响曲哈
？And some kind of orchestra.
嘣嘣嘣嘣，你整个心嘣就好了，你就好了，就出来了就好了。
And after you hear the boom, the bass from the orchestra, you feel so good.
三分钟。
Three minutes, just all it takes.
祷告一个小时还没有这个功效哎。
You pray for 1 hour, it does not have the same effect.
我不骗你的。
It's very true.
要不然你就去喝冰水。
If not, you go and take a glass of cold water.
你若喜欢喝可口可乐的话。
Or perhaps you like to drink Coke.
喝下去就哦。这个世界这么美好。
And after you drink this glass of Coke, and it's like, oh, this world is so beautiful.
所以神怎么跟他们去比啊？
So how can you compare God to all these pleasures?
你看那个偶像不动，坐在那边他就赢神了。
If you look at this idol, it's not even moving, and yet it wins over God.
他只要坐在那里，所有的百姓全部往那边跑了。
So you put an idol there, all the people of God will flock to the idol.
留下神在那边伤痛。
And God is just there with a sorrowful heart.
这是神跟以西结先知所说的。
This is what God said to Ezekiel.
他讲得很可怜呢。
He said it in a very sad way.
真的，你如果看以西结先知的那个神讲的话，真的很可怜呢。
And indeed, if you look at the book of Ezekiel and see how God spoke to him, it is very sad.
不然我们来看一看哦。
If not, we can take a look.
你们可以准备手帕。
And you can get ready your handkerchief.
我们要请看以西结书的第六章。
Let's turn to Ezekiel chapter 6.
以西结书第六章
Ezekiel chapter 6
第九节
Verse 9
那脱离刀剑的人必在所掳的各国中纪念我为他们心中何等的伤痛六章以西结书的第六章
Ezekiel chapter 6 verse 9 I was crushed by the adulterous heart which has departed from me
这说他神说啊他们会想起来我曾经为他们内心是如何的伤破，如何的伤心呢
？Here God says that they will remember how God was so sorrowful in his heart and how he was crushed.
我们来看第八章。
Let's look at verse 8.
第八章第六节。
Oh, let's look at chapter 8, verse 6.
神又对先知说啊。
And God said to the prophet.
人子啊，以色列家所行的，就是在此行这大可憎的事，使我远离我的圣所。你看见了吗
And so here God says that son of man, did you see what they are doing, this great abomination that make them go far from my sanctuary? Have you seen it?
十二节
Verse 12
他对我说人子以色列家的长老暗中在个人画像屋内所行的你看见了吗
And over here God says again, have you seen what the elders of the house of Israel do in the dark, every man in the room of his idols?
第六节
And verse 6
他跟以西结先知这么说
And here verse 6, God said to Ezekiel,
我是被赶出来的。
That do you know that I am being cast out?
你看他们做这个事情，我怎么能够再留得下来
？And if you see how great abomination that they are doing, how can I stay?
所以我必须要离开我的家。
So I must go far away from my sanctuary.
这是我的圣所。
This is my sanctuary.
但他们将它弄污秽了，不让我住了。
But yet they have made it so filthy that I cannot stay anymore.
你看见了吗
？Have you seen it?
然后你看这些在这个国中里面带领的人。
And if you look at all these leaders of the nation,
他们在个人家里面拜偶像。
And all these elders of the house of Israel, they are praying to their idols in the dark.
你看见了吗
Have you seen it?
这个好像是一个人哦，恐怕以西结先知误会他，说你怎么跑掉
？And so it seems like they are afraid that Ezekiel might have a misunderstanding.
跟神说你怎么跑掉了
？And told God that how come God has left?
所以神要走之前，叫以西结说你看看，你看见了吗？你看见了吗
？But yet before God left, God is telling Ezekiel, Have you seen this? Have you seen this?
我要走，我不是愿意走的，我是不想走的。
It's not because I left because of my own will. I do not want to go, but I cannot stay anymore.
但是我必须要离开这里。
But I have to leave this place.
因为这里没有人要我了。
Because there's no one who wants me anymore.
他们都去拜偶像了。
They all went to pray to the idols.
所以这个神要跟偶像。比有时候会比不过来。
So therefore, there's no way God can compare himself with the idols in the heart of man.
这不是只发生在圣经当中而已。
This did not just appear in the Bible.
这发生在你我每天的生活当中。
And in fact, this applies and appear in our lives, you and me, every day.
神的心每天的伤痛。
Every day, God's heart is very down and very sad.
他找不到人说你看见了吗？
He has not seen anyone who asked this question, Have you seen it?
所以这个酒的力量为什么这么的大
So therefore, why is it that wine has such a great effect?
因为这是人一个很美的发明
Because it is a very beautiful invention of man.
它能够让你很快的脱离你所要在神那边所得到的东西
Because in a very short time, it can depart you from your sorrow and bring you so much pleasure.
让你欢喜
It gives you great joy.
安慰你。
And it comforts you.
让你觉得人生有个很美好的一种将来。
And it makes you think of a better hope and future.
所以这样的东西我们每天去接触它。
So therefore, if you were to take wine every day,
我们也知道说它跟神的爱是比不来的。
And even though in our heart we know that it cannot be compared to God's love,
但是在神那里你找不到这么大的力量。
But yet in God, you cannot see or experience or feel such a great power.
有时候教会也是这个样子。
In the same way, in the church, it is the same.
其实教会可能是这个社会里面最乱的一个社团。
And in fact, our church or a church, it is the most difficult organization you can ever be in compared to society.
这里是讲爱最多的地方。
Because here is a place that preach love the most.
但是它比不上社会上任何一个社团。
But yet it cannot be compared to any social organizations out there.
社会上的社团可能没有像我们教会这么样的之间没有办法很协调。
And because you find that a lot of social organizations out there are in much more harmony compared to the church.
至少我在外面的社团没有碰过这样的情形。
At least I did not come across any situation like this in a social organization outside.
但是你会知道每个教会好像都有同样的问题。
But you find that in fact in every of these churches there is a similar problem.
但是这里又是神的家。
But yet this is a house of God.
这里是讲爱的地方。
This is a place where love is preached.
但是你总是觉得有点对不来。
But yet you find that something is amiss.
所以我们跟神之间感情一直没有办法建立起来。
So therefore, it is very hard for us to establish relationship with God.
那酒有什么特色？
And what is the beauty of wine?
人的发明有什么特色？
And what is the beauty of man's invention?
你如果今天听完课觉得很痛苦，你回到家的时候去喝一杯酒。
If today after this class you have a big headache and when you go home, just take a cup of wine.
你觉得很闷啊。
Maybe in your heart you feel very suffocated.
你就去倒一杯酒。
Just go and take a glass of wine.
你就喝下去吧。
And just drink it.
你本来很讨厌我。
Maybe you hate me.
你喝了以后呢就不会那么讨厌了。
But after you drink it, I think you start to like me.
因为你喝了之后呢你这个神经会比较慢。
Because after you drink it, wine will slow down your senses.
就像你喝酒的人踩刹车会比较慢。
Just like a person who drink wine, it takes them a slower reaction to step on the brakes of the car.
你看到车子过来了。
You see the car coming.
你说车来了。
Oh yes, the car is here.
要踩刹车了。
I need to step on the brakes.
Boom.撞上去了。
The impact is there.
你知道有危险。
You know there's a danger.
但是你不会很在乎。
But yet you don't really care.
因为已经反应不过来了。
Because your senses is taken over.
我在加拿大碰到几个醉汉走在路上这样歪东倒西歪的，这话果比较少，这边比较多。
And over here I see some drunkards, not being able to walk in a straight line on the streets. That's more here than compared in France.
通常开车的那弟兄都会骂他一下，说你看这个人喝醉了。
And so some people who are driving will scold at the drunkards. See, this person is drunk.
但是他在唱歌而已。
But yet that person is singing a song.
根本就不晓得有什么危险。
They didn't even know the danger is around them.
因为酒已经让他忘掉这些了。
Because the wine has let them forgotten all these problems around them.
所以我们必须要承认酒有它一个很大的力量。
So therefore, we understand and acknowledge that wine has such a strong effect.
你要能够知道它力量在哪里，你才有办法去克服它。
You must know where the power of the wine lies before you can actually overcome it.
第一次你只要喝半杯就可以了。
Perhaps first time you just need to drink half a glass.
你借酒可以消愁。
Because you know that through wine it can drown your sorrows.
你第一次只要听一个 CD 就可以了。
The first time you just need to listen to one CD.
甚至一小节就够了。
Or even just one small part.
但是第二次来的时候，
But the second time around,
你必须要喝一杯。
You need one full glass of wine.
你必须要慢慢的增多。
You need to increase the amount of intake.
因为人所发明的东西对我们的释放是什么样的释放呢？
Because do you know that the invention of man, the release that it can give us, it can be so extensive.
它必须要透过刺激。
It must go through some kind of stimulation.
透过眼睛的刺激，
through the stimulation of the eyes，
耳朵的刺激，
through the ears，
嘴巴的刺激，
and through your taste，
透过你这个对肉体的刺激，
and that is through all your sensual pleasures，
然后才达到对你内心苦闷的一种释放，
so that it can reach the sorrow of your heart and release it。
所以你一定要慢慢增加的你的分量，
so you must slowly increase the amount of your intake，
因为你肉体会习惯，
because your body will get accustomed to it。
所以下一次同样的剂量已经不够了。
Because the next time, that same amount will not be enough.
所以买书喜欢念书的人越买越多，虽然都不看，看到书就买。
So that's why people who love to read, they will keep on buying books even though they can never finish reading it.
通常家里面有很多书的那个人通常是没有学问的。
And in fact, if you see a person with many books at home, that person has no knowledge in their mind.
他只会买书而已。
Because they only know how to buy books.
因为真正有学问不会买书啊。
Because really a person who knows, who has knowledge will not buy books.
真正有学问的是写书给别人看的。
Because a person who truly has knowledge will write books for others to read.
我想金庸家里面可能没有武侠小说。
And I think that this writer Jin Yong probably has no books in his home.
但是他都写给别人看的。
But he wrote many books for others to enjoy.
因为他没有时间去看别人的书。
Because he has no time to read other people's books.
好了，喜欢看书你就一直买书。
So people who love to read, they keep buying books.
喜欢听音乐的一直买。
Those who love to listen to music keep buying CDs.
当你第一次买到两张这个 CD 的时候，你很高兴，哇，觉得说这个学生生活真的过得真好。
And first time you buy two CDs, you feel that you're so satisfied that it can fulfill your life.
但是很快你觉得不够了。
But very soon enough, you feel that this is not enough.
车子也是一样。
The same thing with your car.
小孩子的电动玩具也是一样。
And same thing with the computer games of the children.
我看小孩子的电动玩具可能是玩了两个月以后就差不多要再换了。
I think for the kids, two months is the max time for them to enjoy the games.
因为同样的刺激，你的肉体你不再有反应了。
Because the same kind of stimulation over and over again being no more effect anymore.
法国一本书叫《小王子》。
And in France, there's this book called The Little Prince.
英文的也有哈。
And it's translated to English.
你们做妈妈的要买给 game 给小孩子之前呢，先去买这本书给他们看。
And for all the mothers, I encourage you to buy this book for your child.
你们如果要买电动玩具之前呢
before you buy any computer games for them, buy this book for them.
这本书非常的好。
And this book is excellent.
我不是推销它哈。
I'm not here trying to promote this book.
它里面谈到一个醉汉和醉的。
And in that book, it talk about a drunkard.
那个小王子就问他。
This little prince asked this drunkard.
说你为什么喝酒呢
？Why do you drink wine?
他说为了要忘掉我的忧愁。
And the reply is for me to forget my sorrow.
他说要忘掉你什么忧愁
？And what kind of sorrow do you have?
要忘掉我戒不了酒的忧愁。
And I need to forget about the sorrow of the fact that I cannot overcome my addiction to wine.
其实人的发明到最后是这个样子的。
So in fact, this is what happens to the inventions of mankind in the end.
所以你看人到最后像机器一样。
So that's why you find that for men in the end, they become like a robot.
喜欢旅行的人一直旅行，那不管是什么，反正有旅行地方他就去了。
And those who love to travel, they will just continue to travel, no matter where it is, they will want to travel.
山走完了就走海。
And if the mountains is done, they'll go to the ocean.
那买东西买书的也是一样。
And same thing for those who love to buy books.
因为他本身已经没有办法再得到满足了。
Because they can no longer be satisfied.
他每次出去每次回来觉得很虚空。
Every time they go out, they come back, they feel empty.
当然不是很快了，会高兴两三天了。
Of course, they'll be happy for a couple of days.
那再就还要再出发。
And then they will embark on another journey again.
因为我们人的肉体有限。
Because we are limited in our bodily experience.
所以这个酒到了一个程度之后呢，你已经受不了了。
And that is to say, for the wine, for its effect to carry to a certain point, there's no more you can take it anymore.
你绝对得不到释放。
There's no way you can find release anymore.
但是那个时候你走不过来了。
But by that time, there's no turning back.
所以你看那吸毒的人哈。
So therefore, if you see those addicted to drugs,
其实吸毒是可以消愁的。
In fact, drugs can also help you forget your sorrows.
不只是消愁，而且能够让你进天堂来。
It's not just allow you to forget your sorrows, but also it make you very high.
因为我问过他们说，哎，你看到什么？他看到天堂。
Because I asked them, what have you seen? They say that I was in heaven.
我说我没有经验的话，我以为是看异象，叫他起来见证了。
And if I don't have any experience, I thought they might have seen a vision and asked them to give a testimony.
他觉得哇，飘飘然的。
Because they are so high, they feel like they're floating.
但是醒过来以后呢？
But after they wake up,
非常痛苦。
They are in deep pain.
继续再加剂量。
And then they increase the intake of the drugs.
我们来看一节圣经节。
Let's look at a verse.
箴言二十三章。
Proverbs 23.
二十九节。
Verse 29.
箴言二十三章的二十九节。谁有祸患，谁有忧愁，谁有争斗，谁有哀歌，谁无故受伤，谁眼目红赤呢？三十节。
Verse 30。
就是那流连饮酒、常去寻找调和酒的人。三十一节。
31。
记住啊，三十一节啊。
Let's look at 31.
酒发红在杯中闪烁，你不可观看。虽然下咽舒畅，终究是咬你如蛇，刺你如毒蛇。我想这个人呢，应该是对酒有很大的这种痛苦的经验。
And so I feel that the person who wrote about this has a bitter experience with the consumption of wine.
要不然就是他周围的人曾经这样子过。
Or if not, some people around him have this kind of experience.
其实酒是很漂亮的。
In fact, wine is a very beautiful thing.
我在写雅歌的时候啊。
When I was writing the book of songs,
我不都是半夜写吗？
Didn't I tell you that I write it in the middle of the night?
我门关起来以后。
And after I closed the door,
你知道发生什么事情吗？
Do you know what happened?
我买一瓶法国红酒。
I bought a French Merlot.
打开。
And I opened the wine.
倒在杯子里面。
And I pour it into the glass.
因为我觉得爱情比酒更美。
Because here it says that the love is better than wine.
更美在哪里？
And so I want to see how beautiful it is.
真的很漂亮。
Indeed, this Merlot is so beautiful.
你在灯光下，在那个灯光下看都不一样。
And you put it under different kinds of lighting, it looks different.
你会很想喝一口。
And you really want to take a sip of it.
喝下去觉得，热热的。
And after you drink it, you feel very warm.
跟圣灵感动差不多。跟圣灵感动差不多。
And it's about the same as a movement of the Holy Spirit.
觉得很热。
Because it's warm.
觉得很舒服。
Feel very warm.
这个很危险的。
This is very dangerous.
所以他说你不要观看它。
So he says that do not take a look at it.
它能够带给你很多的好处，没有错。
It's true that it can give you a lot of good benefits.
但是最后你会成为它的奴隶。
But in the end, you will become its slave.
其实魔鬼带领我们是这样一个脚步的。
Because in fact, this is how Satan tempts you.
你们有没有注意到说魔鬼要引诱我们的东西都是最美丽的？
Don't you realize that the way that Satan tempts you, he always tempts you with the most beautiful things?
世界上最美丽的东西几乎都是魔鬼的工作。
All the most beautiful things in the world are all the work of the devil.
当你去电影院里面看到电影，看到哇，哭得要死，就是说爱情好伟大，这都是犯奸淫的。
But when you went to a movie theater and you are so touched by a movie scene and you are touched to tears, but yet it's all about adultery.
但是你会很感动啊。
But you are so touched.
哇，这个爱情多么伟大。
Wow, this love is so great.
所以其实这个酒的东西哈，人的东西，正是让你心情会很激荡。
And so in fact, this wine or even the inventions of man, it will give you a great stimulation in your heart.
但是到最后它会俘虏你。
But in the end, it will enslave you.
那时候你就太迟了。
And by then, it will be too late.
犹大一直看这个钱，三十块，哦，好多。
Judas keep looking at this amount of money. 30 silver is so much money.
他一心就是三十块，三十块，三十块。
And in his heart, he keep thinking, 30 pieces of silver, that's so much money.
耶稣怎么讲，他都没听见呢。
And he can't even hear what Jesus was talking anymore.
我觉得犹大这个人也很奇怪。
And I feel that Judas, this person is also very strange.
他可能将耶稣当成傻瓜吧。
Maybe he think that Jesus is so stupid.
耶稣说你们中间有人要卖我。
Because Jesus says that one of you is going to betray me.
他说是我吗？
And he says that, is it me?
我觉得这个也是。这个脸皮有够厚啊。
And I think that Judas must be pretty thick skinned too.
那个一个妇女买个香膏膏耶稣。
And then there's this lady who bought a alabaster flask of ointment to anoint Jesus.
她在旁边说什么呢？
And what did Jesus say on the side?
这个钱如果拿去救济穷人不是得多好？
Isn't it better to use this money to give charity to the poor?
我看耶稣也是听得一时回答不过来。
And I think that Jesus probably didn't know what to answer him.
因为这话讲得太美了。
Because it's such a beautiful statement, don't
you think? 那真的啊，来救治穷人不是很好吗？
Isn't it true that this money is better to be given to the poor?
所以耶稣说啊，我不是常常跟你们同在了，但是穷人常常跟你们同在。
And so Jesus replied saying that, oh, I'm not always with you, just like the poor are with you all the time.
你说以这句话做原则的话，你就不要去救治穷人了。
So if you use this as a principle statement, then there's no way you will show charity to the poor.
所以这个犹大很奇怪的。
So if you look at Judas, he's very strange.
他一直看着三十块钱。
He keep looking at this 30 pieces of silver.
他完全醒不过来。
He cannot wake up.
因为他已经中酒疯了。
Because he's already enslaved by the power of money.
等到他卖了耶稣之后。
After he betrayed Jesus and sold Jesus.
突然间醒过来了。
Suddenly he woke up.
我怎么才三十块钱？
How come it's only 30 pieces of silver?
我到底做了什么事情？
And what was I doing?
要拿去还给祭司。
And he wanted to go and return back to the priest.
祭司说这个钱我也不要，大家都不要了。
And the priest says, I have nothing to do with his money. I don't want it.
那他去自杀了。
Then he can only go and kill himself and commit suicide.
所以这个酒到最后是一定这样的功效。
So you find that in the end, the effect of wine is such as this.
因为它是用肉体来刺激你的。
Because it stimulates you through your bodily senses.
我们今天要非常的小心。
So therefore today we must be very careful.
今天人的犯罪已经不再是做坏事了。
Today a lot of us, we do not sin by committing crimes.
而是做那高贵的文艺活动。
But rather we commit sin by indulging in all these fine pleasures of life.
你怎么没有来聚会?
How come you didn't come for service?
我去听演讲。
Oh, because I went to a concert.
好像没什么好准备的。
Oh, it seems that there's nothing you can say against it.
当然不是说不能去听演讲。
But of course I'm not saying that you cannot go to a concert.
但是如果这个演讲你在这里面所享受的爱情已经胜过你在神当中能够学到的东西，那就很糟糕了。
But however, if you were to take a step back and feel that the enjoyment that you're getting out of this concert is much higher than what you can get out of a church service, then something is wrong.
那神的爱情有什么不一样？
And what is the difference of the love of God?
因为他说他想要知道神的爱情比酒更美。
Because here he wants to know that the love of God is better than wine.
其实我想神的爱情我们可能都曾经这样子尝试过一次。
And in fact, I feel that all of us have once before or sometime in the past have tasted the love of God.
可能在你受洗起来那一刹那。
Perhaps that moment just before you get baptized.
其实如果你受洗起来那一刹那。
But in fact, when you, the moment of your baptism.
我跟他讲说，哎，今晚上我们去看电影好不好？
If I tell you, oh,Tonight, let's go for a movie.
我相信你可能说不要了。
The person will say no.
因为你那时候根本就没这个心情。
Because at that point in time, there's no, you're not being touched by any movies.
因为你已经在神的大爱里面，让我很感动。
Because you're so touched by the great love of God.
很多东西变不再是重要了。
That nothing is important anymore. It's just you and God.
如果那个人今天晚上得圣灵。
And if that person received the Holy Spirit that night.
哎，你说我们等一下聚完后，我们去那个弹子房里面打弹子。
And you say that, hey, after that, let's go play pool.
或到 disco 去跳一跳。
Or let's go and dance at the disco.
他说不要了。
The person will definitely say no.
至少那个晚上不会了。
Because at least that night he will say no.
因为他感受到神在他心里面。
Because he already felt the deep love of God in his heart.
他会突然觉得说这个地方好像不应该去。
He will suddenly feel that he should not go to the disco club.
所以其实我们就把握不住这个东西。
And so therefore, in fact, this is something that we cannot hold on to.
我们曾经有过这个经验。
Because we did have this experience in the past.
但是这个经验没有办法成为一个永久的。
But it seems that this experience cannot last forever.
不像听音乐一样。
It's not like listening to music.
你已经知道它的果效了。
You already know its effect.
所以你发生问题，你就去寻找它。
So when you meet with problems, you will go to your music.
但是神对我们的爱，我们却抓不住它。
But yet we cannot cling on to the love of God.
其实神的爱情是怎么样的出现？
But in fact, how did the love of God appear itself?
我们从洗礼，从得圣灵来看它。
And if you look at the point of baptism.
或是对明白道理来看他
or from studying into the truth,
他首先都是从里面开始的
that everything starts from within.
酒是从肉体进到心灵的释放
but whereas wine comes externally and enters into your heart,
但是神不是这样的工作
but God's way is not like that.
神先触摸到你的心
God first touched your heart.
然后你的心会激起很大的一种波浪
and then there'll be a great waveThat flutter out from your heart.
当你感受神的爱越大的时候
And then the deeper and the greater the love you feel of God.
你会发觉到说你的肉体越来越接近
And then you find that you get closer and closer to God.
你的肉体会越来越接近
Or you find that your flesh will be purer and cleaner.
你会发觉到说有很多事情你不愿意去做它
And you find that there are a lot of things that you would not want to touch.
因为你觉得说你这个人突然间变得很明亮
Because you feel that inside you there is so much light and there is so much holiness.
所以你害怕去玷污它。
So you'll be afraid to defile and to dirty yourself.
所以如果一个人真的去感受到神从里面那样扩散出来的爱的时候
So if a person truly feels this love of God being expanding out of his heart,
爱神成为一个很简单的事情
then loving God is such a simple thing.
怪不得使徒他们就说爱神这个很简单。
No matter the saints and the disciples say that it's so easy to love God.
神的道是很好守的。
Because it's so easy to walk in the path of God.
为什么对我们来讲是这么困难？
And why is it that so difficult for us today?
因为我们触摸不到这个东西。
Because today we cannot touch this source.
所以我们就走相反道路。
And so we walk in reverse.
台上不断的勉励，不断的勉励。
And even though from the pulpit encouragement does not cease.
其实我们就假设了。
And in fact, just assume one thing.
如果你的女儿不想嫁给那个人。
If your daughter does not want to marry that person,
你今天骂她说嫁给他，嫁给他，你要去爱他。
And every day you just scold your daughter, go marry him, you must love him.
你会觉得 你女儿会有什么感觉？
How would you think your daughter would feel?
你自己会有什么感觉？
Or how would you feel yourself?
那那个将来要当她先生的有什么感觉？
And how about that man who's going to be the future husband? How would he feel?
尤其你在讲她的时候，她都听见了。
And especially when you tell her in this way and he heard it.
所以我想我们今天信仰到这个一定是建立不起来的。
So therefore, in the end, there's no way this relationship can be established.
你再怎么聚会，再怎么祷告，都不会产生功效的。
No matter how much services you attend or how much prayers you attend, there will be no effect.
因为在你里面没有一个力量。
Because there's no strength in your heart anymore.
你试图来捆绑你自己。
Because you are actually binding yourself down.
其实这跟酒一样。
And it's in the same way, it's like wine.
你用人的捆绑太多次，他已经不理了。
Because if you use man's bondage too much, then there's no more it can carry out its effect.
第一次听，第二次听，第三次不理你了。
First time they listen, second time they may think about it, and the third time they will ignore you.
所以我们今天不能走这条道路。
So today we cannot walk on this path.
我们必须要自己去寻找。
We must go and look for it ourselves.
爱一定要来发自你的内心的。
Because love must come from your heart.
没有人能够替你去爱别人的。
No one can love you on behalf of yourself.
也没有人能够强迫你去爱别人的。
And no one can force you or constrain you to love another person.
所以当你被一个人触摸到的时候。
So therefore when you're touched by another one's heart.
当你感受到他对你的爱的时候。
When you can feel the love from another person.
比如说你对你的父母亲的爱很非常的清楚。
And for example, your love that you have for your parents is very clear.
将你放到再远的地方，你都不会去做错事情的。
And no matter how far they put you, and still you won't do anything wrong.
因为你不愿意你父母亲伤心。
Because you do not want your parents to be sad.
你每次想说我这样做可能父母会伤心。
Because every time you think about it, I may make my parents sad.
所以你就不会去做它。
So you won't do it.
你不需要给自己多么多的道理。
You do not need to tell yourself too much moral truth.
只不过是因着爱，我就不会去做了。
Because of love, I won't do it.
其实夫妻之间常常是这个样子。
And in the same way, also happens between husband and wife.
我很喜欢吃辣椒。
I love chili.
但是我的太太不喜欢吃辣椒。
But my wife does not.
那我就不吃了。
So I don't eat it.
对我来讲，看见别人说，哎呀，很可惜。
And for me, maybe others would say that, oh, that is so unfortunate.
但是我看到我太太没有被辣椒辣到，我觉得很高兴了。
But I'm happy because my wife, you know, she is not being provoked by the chili, and I'm glad.
我有名字，我很喜欢。
我有
一个名字我很喜欢。
And there's a name that I really like.
我觉得这个名字太好了。
And I feel that this name is very good.
能够很表现出我的个性来。
And it's very good that it can express my personality.
就是浪博。
浪博 it means
海浪的浪，停泊的泊。
浪博。
看起来很有味道哈。
是不是叫
sojourn 浪泊
浪泊
浪泊就是漂泊漂泊的哈，没有固定居无定所，海浪怎么吹我就怎么走。
How would you say? Sojourner?
不是 sojourner、就是
traveler?
就是没有什么方向了，主要带我去哪里我就去哪里。
Lapping in the ocean, no.
随海浪哈，怎么飘就怎么走。
And actually, the meaning means that no matter how the waves will move, and I will go along with it.
但是我太太不是我的爱人跟我结婚之后。
But after my wife is married to me.
她觉得这个名字很不好。
She feels that this name is not too good.
她可能就是说很没有安定感。
Because she feels that there's no security.
我说好了好了，你不喜欢就算了。
And I said it's okay if you don't like it, it's fine.
我就将第一个字擦掉。
And so I took away the first word waves.
博这样够稳定的吧。
So I called myself by the second name 博 which means to stop at one harbor or port.
其实我到现在还觉得很可惜。
But still today, I still feel it's very sad.
我说写东西，我还想要写个浪博。
Because when I finished my article, I still want to give this pen name.
但是因为我想到我太太，我想算了。
And but when I think about my wife, I'll say it's okay.
我也不会痛苦。
I will not feel too much pain.
有点可惜，但是不痛苦。
It's just very very unfortunate, but I won't feel too painful.
所以因着爱哈，不需要人家教你什么东西。
And because of love, no one need to teach you anything.
你自然就会做了。
Naturally, you would do it.
所以我们今天一定要求神让我们能够感受到这个爱。
So therefore, today we need to pray to God to let us experience this love.
当这个爱，当神触摸到你的时候。
Because when the love of God touched your heart.
你若在沉浸在神的爱当中。
And if you had once been in the love of God.
沉浸在神的感动里面。
And if you had once been in the being touched by God.
你一定会发现你对自己有所要求。
You will find that you will have a certain expectation of yourself.
因为你想要保有这个东西，这种感觉。
Because you want to hold on to this kind of experience,
this kind of feeling. 这种感觉不是世上的酒能够给你的。
And this kind of experience is not something that the wine of the world can give you.
这种酒是一种超脱一切的。
And this is a love that transcends all levels.
像一个真正的自由一样。
And it's like a true sense of freedom and liberty.
耶稣说，你们如果得到真理，就得到自由了。
And Jesus says that if you receive the truth, you receive true liberty.
那种好像是一个老鹰在飞啊。
But it feels like that kind of feeling is like an eagle flying the sky.
怎么有这么美好的时候？
How can that moment be so beautiful?
所以雅各一开始就告诉我们怎么祷告。
And so therefore, the Song of Solomon teaches us to pray right away in the beginning.
好吧，我们下一节再来谈，我们要休息十分钟了哈。
Let's continue. I'm in the second session, and we'll break for 10 minutes.
我们一起默祷。
Let's pray in silence.